This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Rally protester saying the guy's got a serious weight problem that made a little bit of noise because it became Twitter fodder, but isn't everything Twitter fodder these days? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney joining us right at the get-go is Bob Day, the former congressman from Ohio. We talk media news. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Kate. Did you note the president also said that he did too?
Not a he did. But I'm bummed. He said, I got a bigger problem.
Yeah, and he says, I got a problem too. But he's that guy, you know, got to go home to his mom and playing the guy lives with his mother in the basement, you know.
And it was funny because the people at the rally started to boo at the protesters. They were chanting USA. And, you know, then he was interrupted by protesters. And, you know, it just, his rallies are never boring. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's right. And I've never seen anybody. I mean, he can talk a long time.
He can. And by the way, they released his weight. He is 243 pounds, according to his
physical.
Oh, he's physical.
Less than before then.
Yeah, 243.
Wasn't he was he 260 before? I forget.
I think he was a little bit heavier, yeah. I think he was 260.
Listen to us. We sound like two petty people.
I know. We're like in a Weight Watchers meeting. How much was that pound?
Right,
did you get on the scale?
I forgot we're on radio. We're just doing Weight Watchers stuff, you know.
That's right. You know what? It's interesting, though, to bring up looks and appearance and being older and ageism and running. And, you know, you ran and won and won and won and won. And there is something about how much shoe leather can you burn up and how physically fit are you. We're certainly obsessed with that as a nation, but definitely when you run for office, right?
Oh, yeah, you have to be. You know, I ran against, in fact, the guy I ran against, the famous congressman, Wayne L. Hayes, and I was 25 when I filed, or 26, and he was 69, and, you know, I showed that I could move in parades, and now I'm 65, and I thought, will I still walk those parades as fast? I hope so. You know, you never know.
No way. You get on one of those cars, and you wave, and you throw candy. Come on.
Right.
Right, of course. All right, so how about Israel banning two American congresswomen? What was the fallout from that? Pretty big.
Well, this one I didn't predict because I went with the fact that the Israeli ambassador from Israel to America, Ron Dreamer, who's been around a long time, you know. Remember, he fought Obama kind of behind the scenes. He was a Republican operative at one time.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
He, a month ago, said, no, you know, we're not happy with him, but we're going to let him go into Israel. So a couple of things happened. One, they wanted to go to the Temple Mount, which I've been to. And now it's heavier security than when I went. They wanted to go to the Temple Mount without security. And then they didn't plan to meet with any Israeli officials at all, as I understand it. So I think that probably irritated the Israelis. But it wasn't enough, you know, to ban them. But Netanyahu is in a tough race, the prime minister. And so I think within Israel, because they do have a law that if you support that boycott, you can't go there. I don't care who you are. And so they have that law. Now, usually members of Congress are kind of exempt from this, but obviously Netanyahu, in fact, he made some not-so-complimentary comments about them. So I think that that tight race probably was one of the things that put it over the line, because if they would have went over there and went up to Temple Mount, Netanyahu would have probably got a lot of heat.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. He would have gotten a ton of heat. A lot.
Right.
All right, speaking of a lot of heat, we already know this. You and I have talked about this a ton in the last, really, month. But Trump is supposedly inviting the Chinese president to discuss what's going on in Hong Kong in the middle of what's happening with the tariffs that are getting pushed off till December. Is that true? Can he do that?
Well, yes. Now, the president of China is not going to go. There's no question about it.
No.
And what's interesting about this, President Trump is taking the mildest approach. Remember when he said, stay calm, be safe, which we didn't know who he was saying that to, but it could apply to both sides in China and Hong Kong. Then he said, okay, let's invite the Chinese president over here, you know, or invite him to talk, rather, on this divorce issue. But meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell, they got tough about it. And I usually go after John Bolton, but I'm going to agree with John Bolton tonight. So write this down. I agree that John Bolton got assertive when he actually made a statement that it would be a big mistake to create a new memory like this in Hong Kong. So I think that was the right approach with Bolton, the assertiveness, and McConnell and Pelosi. But the president, Kate, it's interesting. He played sort of semi-good guy on this. Now, I don't know if that's because he's in trade negotiations or what, but he did.
Yeah, so it could be that. Maybe that's why. That makes sense to me, right? Because you got to maneuver a little bit, and he certainly knows how to maneuver. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
Something else that was interesting is, what's going on with George Conway? Doesn't he realize his wife is like the right hand of the president, Kellyanne Conway? Now he's saying, oh, the president suffers from personality disorders. He needs a full battery of tests for deteriorating mental capacity. What?
You know, I was around at various times, the famous Mary Matlin, James Carville, you know how that went.
Yeah.
She was a Bush person, he was a Democrat operative, and they would spar, but nothing to this extent, nothing, while they were both active in the political scene. This was like overboard. I don't know how they have a decent supper together, because, I mean, he's saying things that, you know, she has to go back in the Oval Office the next day. And, of course, then the president's saying things about him, that he's a loser and he's jealous of his wife. He's sort of over the top. At first, I thought this was a shtick, you know, a little, you know, kind of created drama to make him, you know, maybe he was looking to do some business or something. I don't think so. I think he does not like the president, period.
I think so, too. I agree. He doesn't like him. There's no question. It has nothing to do with his wife, even. And then once they started sparring, he certainly did not practice relaxation on National Relaxation Day. How do you relax? Go to India, right?
I go to India. I meditate, but I go to India. That is my recharge from the neck up. No question about it.
Yeah, there is something about, you know, mindfulness now and working on the mind and mindset is very, very big.
It is, and of course, I've had the fantastic opportunity to sit and listen to the Dalai Lama over there, you know, a couple of times, and he talks a lot about mindfulness and compassion, and, you know, you'll hear it a lot over there when you do meditation in India with different, you know, Hindu groups or Buddhists or whatever, and they are so big on it, so maybe there's something to it. I mean, they seem a little bit more relaxed than we are, a little bit more happy, too.
I like that, a little bit more happy.
You and I are happy, but I'm just talking about the rest of the population.
That's right. They're miserable, miserable. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. National Relaxation Day. How many of you know how to relax? I think that's a lost art for a lot of people, frankly. Why? Part of it is it's that yin and yang of technology that we always talk about. Listen, I love technology. It's great. You get stuck somewhere, there's easy ways to get out of having your car break down in the middle of nowhere, etc., as long as you're charged up. And then plus the ability to be able to see people that you wouldn't see before when you just do a quick FaceTime, and then there you are looking at family members, and then sometimes they're in amazing places, but then we're so connected, and that's the problem, and I think that creates even more anxiety. No anxiety here today. I actually swam some laps in the pool. The only anxiety I had is that there were leaves in the pool. Mm-hmm. Someone had blown some leaves. And it's not like, listen, not to present that I live in some giant manner, because I am no George Norrie or any of these other guys that are bringing down the ton of money that are doing this talk thing. I'm just the little old engine that could. But I do have a place to dip my feet, so to speak. It was filled with leaves, I tell you. It's wild. Stay with us.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
What spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, die.
But people have to remember, however, that there is a mental illness problem that has to be dealt with. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person holding the gun.
All right, that was Donald Trump. He was in New Hampshire at a rally, talked about a lot of different things, got into it, as we mentioned at the top. If you just missed that, Kate Delaney. I was hanging out with a former congressman from Ohio, as we do often on this show, and he was talking about, and I brought up, the idea that someone yelled out about the weight thing, and he shouted back at the guy, and he said, yeah, I've got a weight problem too, and so that just became a little back and forth. And then a moment, and certainly in the New York Post eyes, it was the lead. That's what they were going to talk about. A couple of crazy things happening. One, a flaming jet carrying 233 crash landed after birds were sucked into the engines. Boy, this is a problem. Remember, it was birds that were sucked into the engines that Sully landed on the Hudson years ago, and how lucky were those people? Plus, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s plane crashed, too. That's a big story. But first, let's talk about the cornfield deal. A belly landing flop. A Russian jet carrying those people on a farmland. They just did that dive. The flock of birds got stuck in those engines, and the Ural Airlines A321 plane was taking off from Moscow's airport when it hit those birds. One of the engines, boom, immediately caught fire. The other one sputtered and just stopped working. So that pilot, who was absolutely a hero, Damir Yusupov, brought the plane down in that open space. And you just had 23 people with minor wounds, which is crazy, but crazy exciting. And he said afterwards, radioed the airport asking to make an emergency landing, but was forced to ditch to a cornfield. He realized, you know what, I'm not going to make it. So once he was up, he did what he could do, and thank goodness. You see that plane, and think of a cornfield, I mean, pretty high cornfield, and you got a plane buried in it, and then in the background you can see these tall buildings. It is the craziest thing. Yeah. 226 passengers, 7 crew member team on board. Wow. He was all smiles afterwards. Woohoo! Good for him. Captain Damir Yusupovov, 41 years old, definitely. And it does remind me a lot of the Sully thing. Because can't make it back. I know I want to make it back, but I can't make it back. All right, the Dale Earnhardt Jr. plane crashing. Scary, scary moments. In fact, somebody reached out to me to tell me about it right away. All the passengers who were on board, including Earnhardt, his wife and daughter, and 2 pilots, made it out of the plane. Luckily, he was discharged from the hospital, and he's not going to be doing NASCAR races this weekend at Bristol. But you saw that plane go down. It was billowing black smoke, and I looked at the charred remains of the plane, and I'll tell you what, they were very, very lucky that that plane that just was engulfed in fire, they were able to get out of that. It wrapped around a fence at the end of a runway, slid into a fiery stop in a grassy area before they were able to get out. You know, and you had 2 pilots, you had the Earnhardt family, you had a dog evacuated, and then, of course, taken to a local hospital. They were fine, but they had to have been shaken up by that. I don't know how you get out of this Cessna Citation. I've been in one. How you get out of one that rolls off the runway, catches fire like that, and you feel like, ah, you know, I'm okay, just brush it off. And again, this was a guy who took lots of risk and saw his father die because of a car crash while he was doing his thing. But, you know, it's still, once it goes down like that and you have your family there, I mean, your heart's got to be racing so fast. And like I said, just think of a plane set on fire and you have no idea how could those people have even gotten out. But they did. They got out, thank goodness. And so the NTSB is investigating the crash of this Cessna business jet to try to figure out, you know, what happened. You know, coming out of Tennessee, Elizabethton, Tennessee is where that flight was leaving when suddenly it was brought down. So this is what I like to call odds and ends, because there's so much that we don't get a chance to talk about that I think is interesting. In the case of planes, we're always fascinated by that. That's why I brought up both of those. Yes, the one plane was in Russia, but very similar to, ooh, okay, here we go. Birds pulling the plane down, and that's it. And then the other one was the Cessna crash, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and of course traveling that way, and a pretty scary thing to see that. And to think, like I mentioned, wow, walking away from that, how did that happen? That is a miracle in itself. So that's 2, one a big one and one a much smaller one. Wow, wow, wow. I mentioned technology and the distractions of technology at the top of the show. I mentioned it briefly because we were talking about National Relaxation Day. And of course, even if you're a politician now and the politician's entourage, it's not about relaxation because you got to tweet. You got to keep up with the president. The president has made tweeting a verb plus, and plus news organizations. That's how news breaks. Everything is through Twitter. If you want to find out if you're in lockdown mode like they did at Temple University, guess what? There was tweets. So the news is breaking there, telling you what you need to do. And I was thinking, I'm looking at some of the robotics that are out now, and I happened to see this when I was perusing Al Gore's internet. And I came across this robo dog. Now, check it out. So this, yes, there have been other dogs and other animals that designed robotic animals. But this one has an AI-enabled brain in its 3D printed head. So what does that mean? What can this dog do? Researchers at Florida Atlantic University say they're jumping into this same race for this kind of a dog, where it can be more than just getting your attention. You know, it's going to be able to do something like become this 3D printer, which it is. So there's a few things with the kind of computing power it would have, with the onboard sensors, that kind of stuff, the radar imaging, the directional microphone, interpreting voice commands, making sense of whatever the surroundings are. This is pretty interesting, more than basic commands. Imagine what they'll be able to do with this. Scary, or is this part of, you know, our journey with AI? I think it's part of the journey. I think the database stuff is cool. And being able to look at airborne substances, you know, identify them, for example. How about hearing distress calls that humans can't hear? So robo dog with superpowers, I'd be okay with that. Somebody goes missing and they're in a pile of rubble, and you got this robo dog that has these powers to detect if someone's below. I would say bravo, send Rover out there. The radar imaging module would help. The cameras, obviously, the microphones, because of what I said, they could interpret the voice. And I think this is what's happening in a lot of cases when they're in these labs and they're trying to develop more user-friendly and reasons why to write a big check for, like a dog. You know, oh, cool, it bends its legs. It's pretty interesting. It walks around the fair. It does something to make you think about robotics. But this is AI and robotics, and the fact that it can navigate rough terrain. Because if you're doing search and rescue, well, of course, that's what you would need. A robotic dog that couldn't handle that kind of terrain would be useless. But imagine a really solid robotic dog that had ways to get into some of those tight nooks, and how quickly you could find somebody or get to somebody, perhaps quicker than with a real animal. And that's what it seems like to me. And what about the weight of this thing? So it had to have a little bit of weight on it. So it's got about 100 pounds on it. But they're still doing kind of the trial and error process, right? Because at this point, it's not fully operational. But I like it. I'm going to say a lot of times I think some of the AI is ridiculous. But I think this has a lot of uses where you can't knock it over. It's got kind of these cool superpowers. And I'm thinking of survivors and trying to find people and not risk a real dog. I like it. Yeah, absolutely. Thumbs up. You might think thumbs down. Send me a note. Coming up next, the Hubs.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke as he was returning to the White House after his vacation. He tried to reassure people about the economy after a huge swing on Wall Street last week.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
The president's top economic advisors also tried to calm fears of a recession.
Well, I tell you what, I sure don't see a recession.
Larry Kudlow pointed to a strong retail and low unemployment as signs the economy remains strong.
We should not be afraid of optimism. I don't know what it is. Everybody wants to talk about pessimism.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, trade advisor Peter Navarro also rejected any talk of a pending recession.
What I'm seeing, looking at all the macro tea leaves, is a very strong Trump economy and bullish stock market through 2020 and beyond.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Delaney, that's when the Hubs, Paul, joins us. Say hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Here's the worst thing. If only we had a camera on. He's like a little child touching everything on my desk, and it is so annoying. We're gonna cut your airtime if you don't stop.
Okay. I had a looking glass in my eye. I'm going to take it out now.
Great. How about this story about the taco eating contest that went awry? Somebody died. They choked on eating too many tacos. Dana Hutchinson was 41 years old, died during the AAA Fresno Grizzlies game against the Memphis Redbirds. You know, competitive eating is a very, very big deal. On the 4th of July, we just saw once again Joey Chestnut wins, just shoving a bunch of hot dogs down his throat. They make pretty good money now. Certainly Chestnut does. It's a competitive eating event. I always wondered about that, why more of them don't die and don't choke. And they say they were devastated, but, you know, he choked. They rushed over. They tried to do what they could. They could not save him. They tried to clear the food out of his airway, but he died, you know, 30 minutes later. Wow.
Got to have paramedics on site when you're doing something with an organized sports team, I suppose.
They did have paramedics, but they couldn't get it. They couldn't do anything. It was the World Taco Eating Championship, And they, well, actually, they were going to have the world championship. This was like the lead up to it, and they canceled it. They said, no, no, we're not doing any more competitive eating. So they've had these before at a lot of these parks, and I'm wondering if they're going to stop that kind of stuff.
I guess the moral of the story is to stick with hot dogs.
Yeah. Well, I think any kind of food, when you're doing it like that, you could absolutely choke on any of that food. So not just what we're seeing there. How about the story of, because you used to fly small planes, and you know I'm not crazy about small planes. I've been in many of them in many different situations. Even when I was, Paul knows this, when I was in a newsroom at KOB in Albuquerque, we had to draw straws, the single people, because I was single just really out of college, and we were going to go do one of those Wednesday child reports, and we had to get into a small plane with one engine. Nobody wanted to do it. So I drew the unlucky straw. I had to do it. It was fine, but I was not excited about it. Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s plane crashed. He walked away, his wife, his daughter, their dog, and the pilots. But, boy, you see the charred wreckage of it. Frightening.
Yeah, I don't know much. The early reports were showing that someone noticed that the airplane may have landed about halfway down the runway, so they may have just landed long instead of doing a touch-and-go around and trying to land properly. They ran off the end of the runway and it caught fire, so that's not all that uncommon of an occurrence. So, you know, pilot training.
And luckily, the pilot did, was able to get out. They were all able to get out, like I said. And he's not even going to do his announcing on the track. He was so shook up, and I don't blame him. I mean, who wants to be announcing after your family almost dies in a wreck?
No, his kids were aboard, and he was aboard. It's crazy.
Crazy, especially when you look at the raw footage of it, and then you think of his father dying on the track, and yikes. I mean, this is a different thing because he's in a plane, but still. All right, so on to something else. This is like a domestic thing. I don't know how many people listening, you know, where you go back and forth, what are we going to have for dinner? What are we going to make for dinner? And it seems lately I'm the one who's cooking, and I decided we were going to have breakfast for dinner. My mother, as you know, Mr. Kate Delaney, was a huge fan of breakfast. Every once in a while, it would be a special treat. We'd have breakfast for dinner, and when she'd say, what about breakfast for dinner? We would be psyched because we loved it. She would make these just great breakfasts. So we had pancakes, eggs, and a little bit of bacon. Do you like breakfast for dinner?
I love me some breakfast for dinner.
You like pancakes is what you like. I remember the pancakes. Tell everybody how you used to make pancakes. They would just run. They could run all the way from Texas to Ohio the way you made them.
Flapjacks, thick and fluffy.
They were not thick and fluffy. They were just watery and a nightmare.
On the griddle.
Because,
silver dollar.
Okay, this is a man who didn't know how to cook. And so what he would do is he'd take bacon. Now you can make some good things, but you were all about speed. Like, okay, let me just turn it all the way up and just burn the bacon. If it can be cooked in 1 minute, it's perfect.
Well, yeah, that was kind of a problem. I did like to cook things on high, so, you know, get it done fast. So once I got over that, everything tastes good now.
True. You are a much better cook now. And, of course, the griddle, having a griddle helps a lot more. I don't know how many men cook that are listening to us versus women cooking. I think there's more men that cook now a lot because more women are working. Sometimes the women are the main breadwinner, so the guys turns out to be, some of the men turn out to be really great cooks. My brother's a good cook.
Agreed.
I was waiting for you to say something about Patrick.
No, he's awesome. That's his specialty is cooking. He can cook better than a restaurant. So, yeah.
He can cook better than a restaurant. You and I also did something this week we haven't done in a long time because we're both so busy, but we binge-watched a show called The Boys on Netflix. Would you recommend that?
If you got a strong stomach and a good sense of humor, yeah.
Well, tell them what it's about.
It's about the behind the scenes of superheroes, kind of the theme of you never want to meet your idols in real life. because they're just, well, they're superheroes, but I guess they're humans and they're flawed.
Yeah, they're flawed. They're very flawed. Some of what happens, this is just not for people, as Paul said, with weak stomachs. So, Mr. K. Delaney, you know that I am cautious about being out, like, in the deep woods. And now when I read more stories about Lyme disease is awful.
Well, it's a good thing you never get near the woods.
Yeah, I'm not going hunting or anything where I have to be out there for who knows where, buried deep somewhere now.
You're not getting out of the car next to the road. What are you talking about?
Next to the road. That's not true. I hiked the Grand Canyon in one day. I've hiked all over the place.
Okay, let's go back and relive our 20s again. You did a lot of things in your 20s that I've never gotten to experience once with you.
Okay. You did get to experience hiking because we went all the way up to Diamond Head, and I had plantar fasciitis in my foot, so I probably made it worse, but boy, did I not complain, and did I climb all the way up Diamond Head.
No more snow skiing, no more mountain biking, you know? It's a sad, sad situation.
Right. Except for that I swim, play tennis, golf. Do other things that lots of the listeners do as well.
Yeah, it's fun when we play tennis.
But again, I have plantar fasciitis because I decided I was going to hike up Diamond Head. So that's going to be a while. I have plantar fasciitis just like Amari Cooper, the wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to call him up and I want to tell him what I'm doing, my treatment.
I think... Your treatment, I think you would be healed if you did like 3 days of what he does.
Because he has trainers around him the entire time stretching out his tendons, because that's what you have to do.
Well, yeah. He's serious about his business.
So if you would stretch my tendons for me, then they would probably heal quicker.
I'm massaging your feet like every night for weeks on end.
No, you are not. Oh,
excuse me, foot.
So don't get misled, Mr. and Mrs. America who are listening.
Buying all kinds of braces and supports and special shoes.
Whatever it takes. Again, Amari Cooper is doing the same thing that I'm doing. And listen, a doctor told me, and my case is actually very mild, if you get too much pain, this is what he said, seriously, this is what you do. You get too much pain, you take masking tape, right?
No way.
Duct tape,
yeah, baby.
Yeah, duct tape. You take duct tape and you put it on both sides of your foot and it pulls it tight. Because that's what it is. It's the weirdest thing ever. I never even heard of much about plantar fasciitis until that happened.
Duct tape will fix anything.
Yeah, probably you're right about that. How much is too much to pay for a cup of coffee, do you think?
$60. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't pay more than $3 for a cup of coffee.
Well, then you couldn't hack it in the world of Starbucks, which is the world of everything, everybody, everywhere with Starbucks coffee.
I guess that's because I don't really drink coffee. Usually when it's cold, maybe if I drink it and somebody else is already drinking it, or I'm just every once in a while I'll get a coffee. But yeah, I can do without it.
And I like coffee, so... When I'm out and I'm stuck, and for example, I was in Denver, and when I was in Denver at the Gaylord Hotel, which was a beautiful hotel, but it's really in the middle of nowhere, it's close to the airport, they have you pretty much as a captive audience where you're paying $5, $6, $7 for coffee. That's too much. They could buy like a bag of coffee for that.
Yeah, I mean, they got so much foliage in there, you can just find some of your own coffee beans.
Steal some coffee beans. All right, Mr. K. Delaney, we'll see you next week.
Ciao. Bello.
Coming up next, Man Cave.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Version of the show as we kind of dip and dodge in a few different areas. It's been a lot of fun to have Paul on the show, and thanks for all of your reaction. I just got something from Alan who says, love having the Hubs on the show. He cracks me up, and I loved him busting you on not hiking and doing all those she-woman things that you used to do, as he said, when you were in your 20s. All right, so we're not going to the man cave. I've made an editorial decision that it's more important that we go to the movies. And this week at the movies, there's a couple of interesting ones. So there's the chick flick, Where'd You Go, Bernadette, Blinded by the Light. It's about Bruce Springsteen. I saw the sneak peek a couple of weeks ago. And 47 Meters Down, the scary teen kind of thriller movie where three teenage girls decide they're going 47 meters down. I don't get it. So let's start first on the older side of the spectrum. This movie with Cate Blanchett featuring her as the main character, again, is called Where'd You Go, Bernadette? Check it out.
If I got perfect grades all the way through middle school, I could have anything I wanted.
I think it was to ward off any further talk of a pony.
Want to know what it is?
I don't know. Do we?
A family trip to Antarctica.
Ponies are cute and maybe not as much trouble as we thought.
I was taken by her beauty and talent.
I'm a comfort.
accompanying the first graders.
That's a big deal. Can I come?
No, you wouldn't like it. The words are way too cute. You might die of cuteness.
Yeah, well, I want to die of cuteness. It's my favorite thing to die of cuteness. Something unexpected has come up. There's much more explanation coming, but I have this one shot. Just thinking about it has got my heart racing.
Bernadette?
She disappeared. Bernadette.
What?
She didn't just vanish. I'm gonna get my gear.
Bernadette!
Bernadette.
Bernadette.
Oof.
All right, so you can tell that what happens is she does something that's completely out of character, so much so that even neighbors, shocking, are gossiping about where in the world did she go, what's going on, and this was a popular book. So the popular book goes from the pages of the bindings or the electronic version of it to the big screen. And Cate Blanchett is pretty good in this, from what I understand. It's gotten decent reviews. It definitely is one of those kind of movies that could perhaps find its audience, but we'll see. So we go from Bernadette and its star power, because Cate Blanchett isn't the only well-known person in this. There, Kristen Wiig is in it. There are several that you would certainly recognize. We go from that movie to the next offering, which is about Bruce Springsteen, in a sense, his influence over somebody from another country who was living a life where they were dealing with bullying and a lot of trying to find themselves in high school. And again, it's called Blinded by the Light. Check it out.
Still coming to my party tonight?
Yeah, of course.
Emma's mates are coming, and I know one who would be perfect for you.
She's not fussy.
Really?
First here, out of the dock and stay there. Stay away from the girls!
I want to be a writer, but my family is stuck in another century.
Writing isn't a job. I need you to do more.
Make a wish, Peter.
Kiss a girl and get out of this dump.
Bruce, the direct line to all this true in this shitty world. Seriously, what does he know about our world?
You should be listening to our music before you start getting confused and hating yourself.
To everything. I can feel it all right here. It's like Bruce knows everything I've ever felt, everything I've ever wanted.
My poems, they're not brilliant, but they're mine.
You think that this man sings for people like us? But he talks to me.
You cannot be serious, right?
Wants to come here and work hard for my family.
If you don't try to fix this, we will lose our son for good.
This guy is incredible. You've never heard lyrics like him.
Is that Billy Joel?
Billy Joel? You try and raise your kids right, Jay.
Things about not letting the hardness of the world stop you from letting the best of you slip away. My hope is to build a bridge to my ambitions, but not a wall between my family and me.
Come to see your visit?
I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen's hometown.
I can't think of a better reason to visit the United States than to see the home of the boss.
Chaps like us, baby, we were born to run.
Did you write that? I told you before, your lyrics are rubbish. They didn't even rhyme!
All right, so Blinded by the Light is, I think, a clever story. I've already really reviewed it because I had a chance to go to it for a sneak peek weeks and weeks ago. It's about Javed, a British teenager who is a Pakistani of Pakistani descent. He grew up in the late 80s in England. Of course, there was economic turmoil, racial turmoil, and he wrote poetry to try to escape all the intolerance and then got hooked into Bruce Springsteen, and actually is a very clever movie. He went to see Bruce Springsteen something like 100-plus times. So the story is clever, and it's actually a true story. It's a true story, right? We move from that to our last offering, a little bit scary. Imagine a few teenage girls in their late teens deciding they're going to go check out something that's pretty cool 47 meters down. Here's how it turns out, a little sneak of it anyway.
I almost forgot to show you guys what I found this morning.
That's a shark tooth.
Uh-huh.
I am going to take you to a place that no tourist would ever find in a million years. Chance of a lifetime. Human sacrifices here.
There's something there.
So there you go. 47 meters down is probably not the thing you want to do. I'll have to tell you that if somebody told me, well, we saw this coolest thing, I'm thinking when I was at Cherry Hill East, would I have gone out there with my friends? The answer is no. PG-13 drama thriller, 1 hour, 29 minutes. And it's about four teenage divers discovering the ruins of a Mayan city, but also a hunting ground for, guess what, great white sharks. Their air supply dwindling. They are frightened. They have to get out of the caves and the tunnels and find their way out somehow, some way. And you know who's in this? Sistine Rose Stallone. That would be Sylvester Stallone's daughter. How about that? John Corbett. Remember him from Northern Exposure a long, long time ago? He's one of the players in this, too. And actually, it's some people are rating this pretty high, that they like it. Rotten Tomatoes, not so much. 56%. I think if you drop the kids off at this, they'll be a little bit scared, but the language isn't brutal, and it's going to be about sharks. So as long as they aren't diving or swimming, they might enjoy it. Music means the time is up. Thanks for your time. Kate Delaney saying, make it count.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.